Hey, America.
Start listening now.
All right. We've done every possible episode. It's time to put them all together and find out which one was the best. Which time our decisions were the best. Danny, are you ready?
No.
And welcome to another unprepared episode of 12 Points from America, a Eurovision Song Contest podcast from America, infected by the woke mind virus. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Danny. Hey, we're ground zero for that. I'm so glad.
For the woke mind virus. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. Good times. It's the best virus you can get. I think, boy, am I going to regret saying that on a piece of audio that's being released to the entire world. Yeah. It'll be fine, though. It's fine.
Sure.
It's
good. We've been blocked on Twitter for some reason.
Well, I didn't say Marco Rubio. Yeah.
Oh dear.
You didn't say the word cis yet.
Yeah, there we go. All right. No better time apparently. To throw it to the socials, Sam.
Yeah. Speaking of cis, I guess.
Are we still on those? Are we?
For the time
sure.
being.
Sure.
I mean, all right, assuming that nothing has changed, you can find us, at least we hope, on all the standard social media outlets at 12pointsUSA, or just email us directly at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. You can find some of our merchandise on our Redbubble page, or you can support us with a contribution, either one-off on our Ko-fi, that's Ko-fi account, or with a monthly contribution on Patreon. And whether you support us financially or not, we love and appreciate you either way, but Patreon supporters do get exclusive content and early access to episodes. Good times, y'all. Good times.
Yeah. If you are enjoying the show, by the way, and those reviews help us conquer the algorithm, so let us know how much you enjoyed the show, how it cured your canker sores and your woke mind virus and whatever else. And let everyone know how much you love your pals at 12 Points from America, because we love you as well.
Yeah, but not as much as Mudang. We love Mudang the most.
We love Mudang the most. Love we Mudang. Should get Mudang to do one of our preview shows.
Oh my God.
Next year. You've heard it here first. Mudang's going to make her podcast debut previewing the latest hits from Georgia and Belgium on 12 Points from America, a Eurovision podcast from, where is Mudang? Thailand?
Thailand, yeah.
It's Thailand? Okay. It is Thailand, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bouncy pork. For
Have you seen Pesto the penguin also?
Yes. Oh God.
Who is the most absolute unit of penguins that well, you've I've ever seen?
I swear that penguin is going to grow up and he's going to be 7 feet tall.
I hope so.
The minute bowl of
Oh my God, he's the minute newt.
The minute newt bowl of that hoops podcast.
God.
Rip Dikembe Mutombo, by the way. Yeah, as long as we're not. If you've never read about that guy, you should. He has nothing to do with Eurovision. He did speak French, so I guess there's that. Just more than what Tom Lieb did. And yeah, he was great. He wanted to be a doctor, and then it turned out he was 7'2" and went to Georgetown, which was a powerhouse for both becoming a doctor and playing basketball. And only one of those worked out. He didn't become a doctor, but he did make millions of dollars and build a hospital in Kinshasa and has saved literally thousands of lives by doing so. So
yep.
he's a really, really extraordinary person. You would have loved Rim Tim Tagadim Dikembe. You really would have. Anyway, Eurovision, what's going on, Sam? We have
news. Yeah. I mean, not a ton is going on in the Eurovision sphere right now, but it's the season, it's the time of year that we're really kind of focusing our energy on Junior Eurovision. Our preview episodes are going to be starting up in the next couple of weeks, so stay tuned for that. We've had a whole bunch of countries either select their songs, reveal their songs, reveal their singers. Let's just do a quick rundown through them. Over in Albania, they had a national final. The winner is Nicole Ciabelli with the song Balzoi, which means dance. It's kind of a waltz time. We'll go into the details about these songs when we do our previews, but it's just something to look forward to. Over in Poland, for the first time in, I think, possibly ever, they're sending a male singer, Dominik Arim, with the song All Together after their national final. Bilingual, Yeah, you'll hear more about these songs soon. Over in Ukraine, Artem Kotenko with the song Hear Me Now. Actually, hashtag Hear Me Now or Octothorpe yeah. Hear Me Now.
Octothorpe Hear Me Now.
Yes.
I am Octothorpe.
And I am listening. Yeah, it was selected as the song Deem, but I think they are translating that or adapting it a little bit into this Octothorpe Hear Me Now. We've also had songs released from Estonia. So that's Tänavad by Annabelle. North Macedonia, that's Marathon by Anna and Alexi. Pyjama Party by Simone Grande from Italy.
Simon Pijama Large. Party.
Yes. Crystal Waters from Cyprus. Crystal Waters is the name of the song, not the singer. Crystal Waters was the name of a singer, wasn't it? Is that well, who sang 100% Pure Love?
I thought you were thinking of Crystal Gale, the easy listening Christian singer that I'm definitely not making up.
Sure.
God.
Now I have to look this up now. 100% Pure Love.
Yeah.
Was by a singer named Crystal Waters. So
what?
Yeah. So
wow. Tribute.
So somebody
from Cyprus.
Yeah, somebody out there has to do a mashup of the Cypriot song this year and 100% Pure Love. It has to happen.
I'll do it.
All right. Spain song Como la Lola came out today as we are recording, as well as a revamp from Germany. Save the Best for Us by Bjarne has been released. We got news from Armenia that they will be represented by the singer Leo. The entire constellation, they have distilled it into a human corporeal form. Cool. He's a small boy and not a lion. We'll hear his song later. By the time this airs, you'll probably have heard the Portuguese song. That's Esperanza by Victoria Nicole. The Irish song is going to be revealed on October 13th. And we are still waiting on Armenia and Georgia's songs as well. So we're basically, we've got as close to the full roster as we're going to get. We know that the only singers that are left in Ireland are currently female singers.
Oh.
In the running, not all together.
We exhausted all of the singers.
Yeah, they've taken Niamh Kavanagh and just thrown her into the ocean. So yeah, it's a really interesting gender balance this year. Normally with Junior Eurovision, it's super, super skewed towards young female singers. This year, we know it's going to be 6 solo female singers, 8 solo male singers, 1 female group, 1 co-ed group, and 1 male-female duet. So this is like the most, you know, Y chromosome-y junior I think we've ever had.
Dudes rock.
Ooh. Yeah.
That'll be the slogan this year, Junior Eurovision.
Bros.
Dudes rock. So on a scale from Bambi to Banshee, how Irish is this Irish song going to be?
We don't know. We do not know.
We don't know?
Oh. How
Irish do you think it's going to be?
From Bambi to Banshee?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm guessing they're probably not going to give like 12-year-old Doomsday Blue 2.0.
Oh, but what if they did, Sam?
Oh, it'd be incredible. But
yeah,
you know what? You know, youngins have angst too. It's okay.
Give the 12-year-olds huge devil horns and full on juggalo makeup. Just mm-hmm. let them. You know,
crown the little witch.
Yeah. Oh.
Just to be clear, we love Bambi Thug here on the show.
We
just it's just not super Irish the way that Banshee or Solas or Guinness is.
We will see.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of Junior, we know that they've done a bit of a running order pull, and Italy will open the show. So we'll start it with the Pyjama Party. Malta will close the show, and Spain will sing in spot 10.
It's 17 total, right?
I believe so.
Cool.
So
Malta. Yeah. Sorry, Malta. You tried.
I feel like Malta tends to open the show, so this might be just a nice change for them.
I suppose.
Yeah. Looking back at the grown-up contest, we have to sadly take a moment to pour one out for a lost legend that we said goodbye to this week. We say goodbye to Martin Lee, lead singer of Brotherhood of Man, who gave us, of course, Save Your Kisses for Me back in 1976 for the UK. He died at 77 this week. Absolute legendary victory for the UK. And probably one of the biggest commercial successes at the contest. I think we've done a little bit of the number crunching, and it had like the highest percentage it could have potentially gotten out of any winner.
In terms of possible points, like the ratio of points you got to points you could have gotten, especially after they introduced the 12-point system, I believe, yes, Save Your Kisses for Me is still the highest. It got over 80% of could have.
It's incredible. Really, really.
Probably
incredible.
No longer achievable thanks to the change in 2016. But yeah, as dominant as of a winner as we've ever had. Sam, I was trying to remember, was there a direct allusion to or performance of Save Your Kisses for Me in Liverpool?
Oh, goodness.
I can't recall.
I don't think so. Not maybe.
Well, what
not
the hell?
I know. I'm kind of surprised by that. It may have been obliquely. If it was, it may have passed me by. But then again, there was a free Bailey's bar in the press center that year. So yeah, there's probably a lot of stuff that passed me by.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good year.
Basel, get on that.
Yeah. Basel, get that Basel Bailey's sponsorship.
And if you can't get Bailey's, at least get like Lindt or maybe Nespresso.
Get us some free watches.
Ooh, yeah. Rolex is for everybody.
A delicious new watch. Can't wait.
Crunch, crunch.
Basel's going to be good.
Yeah.
Basel's going to be real good.
It will. So, yeah, I mean, we say goodbye again to Save Your Kisses for Me's lead singer, Martin Lee, which is, of course, incredibly sad. And it's, you know, always heartbreaking to say goodbye to any of our extended Eurovision family. But at least it gives us a very good segue into our topic for this week.
Yeah, thanks, Martin.
So we thank you for that. So this right now you're listening to episode 227 of 12 Points from America, which is one incredible and ridiculous. And we thank you so much for joining us, whether it's like your first time listening to us or you've been with us since episode one. Hi, Mom.
Whether it was against your will or not.
Yeah.
We thank you.
Yes. But over the years that we've been doing this, we have done a whole bunch of just rankings and ratings just from the four of us, sometimes with friends that we'll bring in from the outside. But we've done a whole bunch of rankings and ratings. Sometimes they've been, you know, what's been our favorite song from a Eurovision that's about to happen, or a retrospective when Eurovision again was going on. God, I miss Eurovision again. Let's do that sometime again. We've done in-depth country deep dives, either a country that we have said goodbye to or, you know, welcome back to in the case of Luxembourg. We've gone through OGAE second chances. We've gone through our favorite non-qualifiers, our favorite props, our favorite no-pointers. And we thought, we have so many of these. Why don't we run this through a still and just distill this down into the most delicious Eurovision whiskey that we can get our hands on? I don't know where this metaphor is going. But we got music. We want to talk more about them. And we really honestly couldn't think of anything else to do right before we hit our junior Eurovision coverage. So Danny, this past week, you did absolute yeoman's work and listened back through a whole bunch of our episodes, trawled through our notes, and have come up with a list of how many of these songs did you find? 30 some odd?
I had to deeply dive into some of these episodes to really listen to them. Big apologies to anyone who has ever decided to go back to like anything that we recorded before like episode 60. It sounds like we recorded it at the bottom of a high school pool.
That was just my old apartment. Yeah,
I did that.
That's just how that sounded.
Around 28 or 29, I don't recall the exact number, but 28 or 29 of songs that we ever sort of gave an official ranking to, that we voted, we sort of gave our quote unquote 12 points to. So whether that was a retrospective, whether it was as it was happening, whether it was any of these sort of spin-off Eurovision contests that we've looked at, we have, that is what I was looking for. Occasionally we did sort of do a deep dive, or we looked at a year, but we never really voted on them. One of the big ones was when we looked back at 1968, which was the year with our four winners. And weirdly enough, we didn't decide to vote on our own personal winners for that contest. That's an anomaly, but for the most part, whenever we've looked at a year or a contest, we have given points to it, and that's all that I have assembled. It was a ton of fun. I got to look back on a couple of fun predictions at the time. One of my favorites being before Kalush won Eurovision, I said, you know, on social media, there's been a lot of buzz about the idea of Ukraine winning and then UK coming in second and the UK hosting. How likely do we think that is? And without a second going by, Derek says 0% chance. Absolutely not. It'll never happen.
Got him good.
Yeah.
a lot of good stuff to look back on like that. But we have the full list that I came up for with as follows. And thank you, Sam, for sorting this out. First, we have the retrospectives. Thank you to Mr. Martin Lee for providing a relatively nice segue, because our first retrospective that we ever gave 12 points on was ESC 1976. We gave our 12 points to the UK's Savior Kisses From Me by the Brotherhood of Man, who won. So good. We made a good choice. For ESC 1989, we give it to Perky for Bana Bana by Pan. ESC 2016, we gave to Midnight Gold by Georgia. Thank God. Young Georgian Lolitas. And
best
then our retrospective
revisionist
on...
history.
It is. Yes. It is. They truly deserved it. And then 2018, that we did our retrospective to, we gave to Fuego, to what else? To Cyprus. We didn't do 2019. We have neither looked back on it as a retrospective, nor did we really decide to assign 12 points at the time. That was the first sort of in real time contest that we were looking at. We have no 2019, but we do have the As They Happen. 2020, we gave to Think About Things from Iceland by Dedi Freyr. 2021, we gave to France, Voila, Barbara Pravi, Babs Prabs, as we call her. 2022, we gave to Czechia, to We Are Domi's Lights Off, Rest in Peace, you know. 2023, we gave to Who the Hell is Edgar by Tay and Selena, Austria, absolutely robbed. And 2024, we gave to Rim Tim Tagidim, Baby Lasagna, Croatia, also absolutely robbed, based on who you talk to. Then for the junior Eurovisions that we looked at, 2020, Ukraine, Vidkrivai. I will always say that's robbed. 2021, to Armenia, Kami Kami, who actually won. 2022, to Georgia for I Believe, came in third. And 2023, to Armenia again for Do It My Way by Those Yan Girls, who came in third.
Can I just point out that I hadn't really thought about it until just now, but as it turns out, we suck at picking winners.
Yeah, we pick stuff that sounds good to us, you know. Yeah. There's no way that that we're ever going to line up.
I mean, it should be noted, this is like just the single number one. Like the songs that actually ended up winning have probably also done decently well. They may have not been our, you know. Yeah. Joined, you know, combined score number one, but you know,
yeah, that's the thing. This is only who we decided to give our 12 points to. There's no,
we don't know who the silver medalists
on,
are
on any of this.
I'm just saying, like, that's 9 full preview series, and we picked one winner. although again, not a winner prediction necessarily, but it lined up once, which is, I don't know.
That's right.
It says now, something. Just really quick, out of curiosity, what would we have picked for 2019?
Oh, jeez. Goodness.
I don't know. Looking back on 2019, probably Spirit in the Sky.
Well,
I mean, I feel like you may have picked that. I feel like my lack of picking it may have dragged it down.
I really liked Lavenda from that year, too. But
that was great. Underrated. Sebi. Can't forget Sebi.
Sebi, yeah.
Yeah.
I think if we go back to episode 2, which is the one that I recorded on a laptop with none of this newfangled microphone garbage, we made some predictions then. We both agreed that Arcade was not going to win. I forget what we each... I remember I thought it was going to be Australia, Kate Miller-Heidke. I just thought the staging was just so crazy. It just seemed like, oh, well, I feel like that could pull it off. But no, neither of us were like, oh, Netherlands, duh.
Atari was a personal favorite of mine.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Totally.
Yeah.
But the split at the little party we had was unreal. It was either a 1 or a 10.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the bell curve like that looked more like a bra, honestly.
Yeah. Mm. I think in terms of Eurovision voting, that's a fine thing to have happen. So you have a lot of very enthusiastic voters and then a bunch of people who don't care, but that's fine because you've got these other guys.
Actually, it should be noted, the song that really ended up winning that year in our, it wasn't an aired preview show, but at least in the Eurovision party that I held, it was Maruv.
It was Maruv, yeah.
Overwhelmingly.
Overwhelmingly so.
That's they loved that.
Did not count that year.
I know. Yeah. Then it would have been Lavenda. Then it would have been Lavenda. Anyway, moving on, the other songs that we have on our list, we've done individual country deep dives. And I'm going to pose a question because some of these we've done a few years ago and we've had songs from these countries that may have surpassed. So let's go through and just go see what we have here. We did an Albania dip dive.
Dip dive.
We're dipping.
Dipping and dive.
We did a deep dive on Albania. And the number one song from that came out to be Eugene Bushpeppa and Mall from 2018. Australia, a couple of years ago, we did a rundown on their entries. And it ended up with Tonight Again by Guy Sebastian. Lie to Me from Czechia was the winner from 2018, Miklos Josef. Vyšlat Njar from Hungary from 2018 was our top pick from there. When Luxembourg came back, we did a deep dive and ended up with Vicky Leandro's Après Toi from 1972, one of our more seasoned songs in our roster tonight. Moldova, Sunstroke Project, Hey Mama from 2017 was the overall winner here. And Montenegro, Who Sees Igranka from 2013. So those out of that handful of songs, are there any songs that we think have been selected between those shows airing and now that would have surpassed?
I do not think so. I don't know.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure when Australia, our Australia episode was done, but I feel like if it was before Voyager, we messed up.
I feel like Voyager was selected, but they hadn't been actually at Eurovision yet.
Okay.
So we had an asterisk, but I feel like now it's very possible.
That I mean, I would. I mean, I don't know that I voted Guy Sebastian super high anyway, but I feel like Promise would win that vote now.
Would Lights Off, because we mentioned them before, would We Are Domi have surpassed Miklos Josef?
Does for me. I feel like that review was fairly recent. I think
was it?
I think it might have just legitimately beat Lights Out.
Dang.
Lights. I'm not sure, though. You at home, listen to every episode we've ever done and let us know.
Exactly. You know, Moldova, they've had some incredible stuff recently. Trenelecul.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
My Lucky Day, you know.
Sugar.
No. I was I was looking back on it. Moldova,
damn it, no.
Moldova was very fair. It was close. It was Hey Mama by pretty narrowly. But you know, I gave my points to My Lucky Day and the other Sunstroke project.
All right. Beyond Eurovision proper, we also we also have done retrospectives on the OGAE Second Chance winners. 2021, our pick was Irama's La Genesi del Tuo Colore from Italy, of course. 2022, Voyager, the aforementioned Voyager with Dreamer, their first shot at the national final. 2023, Kulma Ilviomainen from Finland. And most recently, our OGAE 2024 winner, Sinceramente, by Annalisa from Italy. At time of recording, we have not heard what the actual winner of the 2024 contest is. I don't think any of these songs won OGAE's contest. That tends to go very, very Nordic.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's going to be Dom Diggy Da, isn't it?
It probably will.
Fine.
We'll report on that as it happens.
Yeah.
We also have our favorite non-qualifying song since the advent of semifinals. And I'm not sure if it was just recency bias, but that ended up going to Aya by Sudden Lights, Latvia 2023.
Oh, no, that's because it was the best one.
That too.
Yeah.
We talked about our favorite props of all time, and it's a massive, massive one, but we ended up going with Manisha's dress from 2021, Russian Woman. From, of course, Russia.
And by the way, if you're new to the show or maybe you just missed it, if you haven't heard the props episode, it's one of my favorites. It got very weird.
There's a lot to talk about.
Yeah. In particular, what is and is not a prop.
Props to the props episode.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Giving it some major, major props. Yep. Yes. That one is truly one of my favorite things we've done.
We also decided to honor the nul pointers in Eurovision history, and that ended up going to Janko McCroy's Birth of a New Age from the Netherlands 2021. Of course, it didn't end up with nul point overall, but it got nothing from the public vote, so we decided to loop that in. And it's, you know, just an excuse to shine a light on some underloved songs. We gave our negative 12 points, our least favorite song. We normally don't go this negative, but
this was also a fun one.
Sorry, Tom Lieb. The Best in Me 2020, Tom Lieb Budi Budauchu. Let's move on. But yeah, and then we also gave our top three since the show started. So from 2019 to when that episode aired, and that went to Shum, Go A. So you now have a massive list of songs. We might post this playlist somewhere in our socials, just if you want to rock along with us and let us know what your favorites are.
Yeah.
How do you tackle this? Like, there are some incredible songs here, some great hits, some well-loved songs. Like, how do you even start to wrap your arms around it?
Well, I think the main thing is to listen to every episode of 12 Points from America.
I did the work, so you don't have to.
No, they do have to. They do. It's how we grow the brand.
It is extremely hard. I was saying this before we recorded, but I had a short list of, I double counted. I said 11, but it's 12. It was 12 songs that was impossible to, or it felt like pain, not rewarding points to. It's almost like we all chose good songs from each year to go with.
Almost.
Certainly songs we all liked.
Yeah.
Certainly.
But then it became a question of what is an objectively best song of these groups of songs that I all like, except The Best in Me, obviously.
Yeah, I was going to say there's one exception to this.
It's there to make a choice easy at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, we just put that in there as a joke, honestly.
I mean, it is a selection show that we did on this program. It is only fair that we share the knowledge.
He won. He was the winner.
He was the thing.
He did so good. What else was it? What else was near the top of that, Danny? Do you remember?
Of which? Of our least favorite song?
The one that Tom Leeb won, quote unquote.
I know Ugu Su Viste's one that he did that wasn't the lucky one. It was, what was the one
what
that he
what
was?
Love
what
is. Love Is.
What Love Is. That's right. That was also very, very high.
By high, you mean low?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Abysmal.
Oh.
What Love Is.
In the Abyss.
Oh, man.
I think I remember D-Mall's Heaven being on there.
That one's bad.
Unless you're like a 70-year-old Christian woman and living in a small town.
Which I am not. I'm pretty sure none of us are.
Not that
I am not most of those. anyway, so do we want to just do this?
Yeah, let's rip the Band-Aid off.
Let's top five our top fives. Our top ones, really.
Yeah.
Oh man. Danny, as the person who compiled this, do you want to go first or do you want to decide who goes first?
No, I'll go first. And the reason is because I think it's touching still. I really didn't plan this, but there is a certain refreshingness sometimes when it comes to listening to an older song. My Spotify liked songs playlist is truly cursed and it really covers everything. So like I'll be listening to some like hardcore techno or like a song that appears on the Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 soundtrack.
Then
the very next song that comes on is like Tony Orlando and Dawn's Tie a Yellow Ribbon.
Oh my
Absolutely. So like absolute whiplash. And you know what? It's like a sip of ginger ale when you're sick. And so I am giving my my number five slot, I suppose my 1.2, that sip of ginger ale when you are sick, throwback song, Save All Your Kisses for Me, honestly. Honestly, I felt terrible not giving it points, so I have to give it a point. There's a lot of great, worthy songs that meant that they are not in my top five, but this list of 28 songs, adore it.
It's a nice warm hug, a lovely way to start this out. And again, Martin Lee.
Big
Godspeed.
Rip.
Godspeed, man. Derek, what about you? What's your number one? Your number five, your one pointer.
Oh boy, here we go.
Do it. Make us angry.
I mean, no, you're not going to get angry at any of these because we all like these. Even if I jokingly said The Best in Me, you're still going to be like, no, what's your real song? I noticed when I did this, you know, I started off picking all the songs I liked, and then I was like, okay, I have way too many songs. I need to start getting rid of some of these. And then I noticed there was like a theme that kind of ran through. And you'll probably pick up on it. But number five is Sudden Lights by Aya from Latvia.
Yeah, who could predict?
Man, what a good song. Have we ever talked about that one?
I don't think we have. We really
never, never.
It just, to me, it's like one of the ultimate crimes of Eurovision is just how this didn't qualify. Sounded great, looked incredible. Weird and experimental and tragic, but that's just kind of how it goes.
I'm very curious to see what your other songs are going to be and what's this through line that connects.
What's the through line that starts with Aya? Well, we'll find out. We'll find out.
Who's next? I'll go. For me, I this was incredibly difficult to narrow this down to five. There were some really, really incredible songs on here, but I am still absolutely floored by the sheer vocal talent of my number five pick.
Tom Lee.
I keep saying it gets funnier every time.
It really does.
No, I'm giving this to Genti Bushpeppa from Albania. This is where Maul.
So close. Cross this off of my number five and it's number six. So close. I have to agree.
I still maintain that it's either Bushpeppa or Sam Ryder that has the best male vocal, like actual capacity at the contest. I'm more than happy to listen to someone else to prove me wrong, but until then I'm just going to keep listening to Maul and just in awe of those high notes. And
I feel like it's one of those two. I mean,
we get them
Freddy
recording together, like
from Finland. Bump bump. Mm-hmm. No,
it's the way we dance till we die. Mm-hmm. Aye.
Yeah, or that one Kazakh kid that finished second in whatever year that was, had a vocal that was absolutely ridiculous.
I can't remember his name. Armanian Kama. The really high. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The one that he wasn't singing Eric Carmen's All By Myself, but he totally could have been.
He could have been.
Anyway, Eric, what's your number five?
Oh, it's Tom Lee. No, it's one of our second chance picks.
Mm-hmm.
I giving my number five to Dreamer by Voyager.
Yeah, can see that. You're a big Voyager guy.
I am a big Voyager guy. I am a proud owner of, this is super cool, and it's right here, so I'm going to show you guys. Visual podcast here. The Dreamer Promise double A-side vinyl record. Liz got me this for my birthday or something. These guys are just amazing. Oh wow, this is a limited print of 300. It's numbered.
Ooh.
Yeah, so take that, people who don't have it. Anyway, Dreamer is so cool, and I was so excited when they got picked to just kind of get the fast pass to Eurovision and get another shot at it, because they certainly deserved it, and I love them very much. We are all always putting out our good vibes and prayers and so forth for Danny Estrin, who is still fighting the good fight, but hopefully we'll come out of that as well as he can. And yeah, Dreamer kicks ass, and I'm glad that there was a Voyager song for me to vote for in this thing, because I did.
Danny, what's your number four?
It really took until us doing this recent deep dive on 2016 for me to appreciate it. Midnight Gold goes right here, number four out of all things. Are those surprised looks because it isn't higher? We've got a lot of great hits in this huge, huge, sprawling list. We did this on a very recent episode, so just page back a couple of pages, folks listening, to the 2016 year. A lot of fun stuff to talk about that year too. But I gave my own personal 12 points, I believe, to Midnight Gold, as did a bunch of us for that year. But that's where I put my number four slot there.
Nice. Derek, what about you?
I'm waiting for somebody to say a song that I just did not expect. And so far, you guys have been like really on brand. So,
well, it is our podcast, you know.
I know. It kind of makes it interesting. Well, I mean, that's how these songs got in this list in the first place, I suppose. My number four comes from our Zeros episode. It's Jungo McCroy's Birth of a New Age. Absolutely brilliant song.
Oh, yeah.
You don't see the style of music very often, and just like how joyous it was, but just like how rebellious it is too. And I love that lyric. You can't break me, I'm already half a cent. Which is, it's just like, it's so interesting. You don't hear stuff like that. Anyway, just an overall really cool song. I don't understand why nobody was on board for this, but maybe because they were hosting.
I blame racism.
Oh, that too, yeah.
I mean, I thought the staging was really cool and brilliant, like the interpretive dancer and things like that. I also completely understand how like an average, not like big Euro fan, but just like your average person watching at home will be like, I didn't get that. No points though. God,
I know. We're giving it its due now.
Two more than it got at the show.
It was one of my.
It was a piece of art.
It was, and it was one of my honorable mentions today. So,
piece of art.
2 points is where I put Voila. This is one of those songs that is just so emotive and elegant and it is so extremely French without being cliched.
It just, yeah, yeah.
I don't know how she did it, how it was unmistakably French and yet not like watching an episode of Emily in Paris. Like it was real and it was visceral, but it was still so emblematic of it. It just kind of danced on that line between it could have been cliche, but instead it's just perfection. And her emotive quality with that, the camera work in the last 45 seconds of that song, I still have chills just thinking about it. So yeah, I wish I had more spaces to give it more points, but yeah, for now it gets my fourth place out of this group. So Eric, what about you?
Is Emily in Paris good?
I've heard it's entertaining, but no.
Yeah, that, I have not.
Okay.
Yeah, but so we'll see if there's like a Eurovision related like B plot in
there. Yeah, I've heard that too. We'll have to review that for a show.
I'd rather not.
No.
Okay.
Moving on, Eric. What about you?
My 2 points went to Emily in Paris. I thought that it was. Yeah. This is where I put our 2024 winner, Rim Tim Taggy Dim. I was out for a walk last week, and this came up on my playlist of songs, and I hadn't heard it in a while. Maybe not since within the week or two after Malmo. Yeah. I had forgotten how hard this song goes. And how fun it is, and how great it is to walk to. I highly recommend both walking and Rim Tim Taggy Dim. And if you're nasty, you can do them in unison. So,
ooh.
Yeah. So check that out. Check out walking. It's pretty cool. It's cool. There's a park nearby. You can walk there. And yeah, that's that. We've what do you say? We've talked so much about all of these, but I think. yeah, Rim Tim has not lost much luster for me the way that some
if you like. Yeah, if you liked it when it first came out, I don't think its appeal is going to wane.
Yeah,
no, but that happens. Like that like some of these. What's an example? Let's say I'm going to be honest. Who the hell is Edgar? I don't love as much as I used to.
Oh.
And
I have to say, when we did our voting on that year, Who the Hell is Edgar did not appear in my top 10, and you all hated me. But that's because Azerbaijan was in my top 10 too.
Yep. Moron. I don't know. I think it may also be one of those things where like seeing it staged and being kind of let down by that affects how you look back, sort of. But I'm just looking at kind of the ones that we have on this list, and that's an example of one where it's like, oh. Yeah, I like that more than I do now. And I still like it a lot, to be clear. But it's that thing. It happens, you know. We should do a top 5 aged poorly countdown. That'll be fun. Danny, back to you.
We are on number 3. And it is almost annoying to me that Fuego can come up on whatever playlist I'm listening to or next to whatever song. And it's a never skip still. I hate that it is that good of a song. It is my number 3. I hate that we will constantly be singing the praises of Fuego, that Fuego will always be in the top 10 of Eurovision again. Massive Countdown is always going to have it up near the top, and it feels useless to give it number 3, but it's just the truth.
Derek?
Derek leaves the program right now.
My number 3 is Manesia's Russian Woman.
Hell yeah. Mm. Hell yeah.
You talk about songs that have kind of diminished with age, and this one, every time it comes up, every time I think about it, I feel like I regard it more highly the more I've sat with it. And just everything about it, from the staging to the message, the musical stylings, I thought was all fantastic. I think she has one of the most interesting backstories too. But the way she comes across, like when they talk to her, I remember going to the press conferences and she was talking about how, you know, she's very like outspoken. And I think it, like, you wouldn't expect the message. I know I've said this before, but you wouldn't expect a message like this to come out of a Russian song ever. And this is the last song they ever sent. Still kind of blows my mind that this was ever even considered, let alone got to go. And now it's like at the bottom of their list until they decide to come back, which may not be for like a decade. So
it's one hell of a swan song.
Yeah. It is. And just think Little Big was going to be the one right before that. Someone at Russian TV was like, I don't care anymore.
We're going for broke. Just let them
let's
all
have
in.
Let's have some fun here. That's yeah, makes you think.
Yep. So far, every single song that has been selected has been
repeats.
Unique.
None yet.
I'm about to screw that up. Okay, I'm about to stop that because I'm giving my 3 points to Midnight Gold.
Oh, okay, there we go. Yeah. More points for Midnight Gold.
Yeah, it is so cheeky and it hits me right in that sort of late angry Britpop place that just makes me so damn happy.
Yeah, you know how there's all these think pieces recently about like the return of indie sleaze? Like this was even like before indie sleaze came back.
Yeah, it was there. It's been hiding in Georgia the entire time. Who'da thunk? But my God, whenever this comes on the radio or my playlist or whatever, I have to just crank it, crank down the windows and just air drum and just, it just hits and it just hasn't faded for me. It just makes me so angry that that's the year that YouTube decided to start geo-blocking in the United States, or else I would be watching the live clip of that so bloody often, with just the strobe and the mirror effect and the cheeky the lyric change at the end that they nearly got in trouble for. I freaking love it. And
every light in the world.
Oh God. And then when they kind of sort of came back with Circus Mercus, I mean, because we know who, we know who's behind Circus Mercus. I love that one as well. They got a fan in me. Eric, what's your third place?
I'll say it now, and it makes me sad to say this, that Midnight Gold was my number six.
Ah, that's all right.
That was my last cut.
Uh-huh.
Here's something that wasn't another big rip to a Eurovision legend. I'm giving this to Ave Esh. Veslatnyar, number three.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. F cancer
in the shortlist. Can't deny it.
Just an unbelievable performance in a year with a lot of those, a ton of those. They managed to stand out in a way that not a lot of rock acts have. I know that their final placement wasn't incredible, but the crowd loved them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just such a cool thing. Sam, when you and I and Liz were sharing a place in Malmo, we watched the performances from 2018, just from front to back, because it is one of the best 2 hours of television ever produced. Music-based television, anyway. Mm. Like, it's just wall-to-wall, so good. Shut up, Derek.
He was there. He knows it was a good year.
And Veslatnyar is just... It's a special song to me. It has a key change. It's metal as hell, and it still does the Eurovision beats. It's just an amazing thing. They came out during the flag parade and did that Dragon Ball pose. Everything about it was.
They were having so much fun with it. They really, really were.
That was great. That was great. Danny, what thing that's not Veslatnyar is your number two?
It hasn't been mentioned yet, and I don't think it's going to be mentioned still. This is a song that I talked up big time when we were talking about this OGAE contest. Can't believe that I'm giving my number two slot to an OGAE song that nobody else will give the time of day. Even big hardcore Eurovision fans will not give a shit about. This is Ilivoi Mainen. This is my desolate Finnish synth pop. This is 100% me. This still figures on at least four playlists on my Spotify. It just works. After we get through those vocals and then we just hit that groove in the verse, it just keeps driving. Definitely a song that is good. There, that's the opinion.
Like, it didn't even, it wasn't like it even came in second place in its national final. Like, it was near the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
But it had like, it was number one on the Finnish charts for like 2 or 3 months or so. It had stayed.
Sometimes the voting public is wrong. And that's almost every time.
I mean, to be fair,
that's Finland, baby.
It was going up against Cha Cha Cha.
Yeah.
Well,
if you're going to pick any year to lose. Yeah.
Yeah. Derek, what about you?
I just have to comment that I can't read that without just wanting to shout out Kuma every time.
Love it.
My number two is a song that has not diminished in quality over the years. It's Day and Selena's Who the Hell Is Edgar?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Fight.
I still listen to it every now and again, and I still laugh, and I still think it's so brilliant. And I'm shocked that two young musicians could come out with something this clever and this subversive in a debut and not worry, like, are we still going to have jobs tomorrow? It's kind of shocking. I love everything about it. I mean, it's like one of the strongest like messages in a song in a while too, which is kind of wild. But yes, I totally understand. The staging was a complete disaster. Really let them down.
It just didn't work. Like live piece, it just didn't work.
There was nothing. They were given nothing. Yeah. And it's so sad.
0.003 is what they spent on the staging. I'm sorry.
Well, they hired that. Oh, what's his name? He's an Austrian stage director. He's like really famous.
Mozart?
Marvin Dietman?
Marvin Dietman, that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Colleen's husband, Marvin Dietman?
Oh, yep. No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's done like some great stuff. I just don't think he understands comedy, which is a real shame. I get why they hired him, but he wasn't the right guy for it.
Did he stage We Will Rave?
I think he might have.
He probably. Okay. I mean, Family that Discount, was, you may as well.
Yeah, well, yeah. That was acceptably staged.
Rum-ti-tum-tum-tum.
Yeah. He's good. I mean, he's legitimately done some amazing things. He did Phoenix, Rise Like a Phoenix. So
I believe so.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so.
Well, you win some, you lose some. We've talked about, you know, Sasha Jean Baptiste and some of the incredible things that she and her team have done, and then others that just didn't quite work. So,
as they say, a working clock is wrong twice a day. Wait.
What?
Sam, what's your number two? Let's get away from this overextended metaphor.
Lucky for me, I keep picking songs that others have picked, which means it gets more points. This is where I put Vishlatnyar.
Love it. You guys love it.
I love it. You know, Eric hit on so many of the things. It was so different. It was, Eurovision song does well, at least in my eyes, and hopefully on the scoreboard as well, when there is authenticity and honesty, and you don't get too deep into your head of what's Eurovision-y enough, and just go with what's good and what's real. And this was a band that you never would have put at Eurovision, but they just did what they did, and they did it well, and they did it authentically them. And it resonated, at least with me, and enough to get a Hungarian language metal song into the final, which is incredible. Again, pouring multiple ones out for Orzechowski. Still loved, still very much missed. It gets my silver medal. Abso-flipping-lutely. I just, you know, our friend Ross, who, you know, we've mentioned on the show before, I remember him coming back into the press center after watching a rehearsal of that and just grinning from ear to ear and just, and I get that feeling every damn time I listen to this song or I watch it back. It just, Eric, what's your silver medal? Take it.
It's a song that hasn't come up yet.
All
right. In the countdowns, I'm a little disappointed that it hasn't, but who knows? Sure. Maybe one of you put it number one. Probably didn't. It's Kami Kami, a song that could have easily finished in the top five at most recent Eurovisions, but hadn't.
Eric, it paused on you again.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking tired of Comcast. All right. Is this better?
Yeah.
Okay. When did it happen?
After could have done top five at Eurovision.
Okay.
Just like the last sentence.
It just happened to have been performed by a child instead. And I remember thinking like we were all in firm agreement that it was the best song in junior that year. One of the best junior songs we'd ever heard. I don't know that any of us thought it was going to win because it just seemed like, okay, Derek did.
No, we all thought it was going to win, or at least we all really wanted it to.
We thought it should win.
Yeah.
I think we were all like, if this doesn't win, which there is a distinct possibility it doesn't, you guys are all idiots and we're glad that we're in America.
I think a lot of us were thinking, is it just too mature? Like, is it kid-friendly enough for a contest that had just been won by J'imagine?
Yeah.
So I think that would have been like the sticking point. Then, if it didn't win, it just wasn't kiddie enough.
Yeah. And like Enzo, France's factory child of the year, you know, that song if you'd asked me that at the start of that day of that contest, who was going to win, I would say France is just going to win again, because the staging is really good and everybody seems to really love it. And it's better for this contest. I mean, I remember watching Kami Kami get rehearsed and turning to, I think it was Andy at Eurovox, just saying that is the best thing here by a mile. And it doesn't matter. Like it's just, it's not going to get the, I don't see it getting the votes,
but it matters.
But I've Get Your Eric Was Wrong shirts. That's one that I'm so glad to have been wrong about. That they're just, that song is spectacular. It's just the coolest, moodiest thing. And the fact that it happens to be a junior song is kind of odd in hindsight, considering we just went back to French Children after that. But this song is, it's so good. It's one of my favorite songs of any flavor of Eurovision. It's just phenomenal. And if you don't like Junior, fine, whatever. Check out Kami Kami and just pretend it's, I don't know, Stefania singing it or something. Anyway, Danny, what's your number one? I know what's about to happen here.
Mine and Derek's number one is Shum. I just know it is. Derek, is your number one Shum?
No.
What?
No.
Okay. All right. So my number one is Shum.
No.
Listen to any of our episodes from the past, what episode are we on? 227? For our past 226 episodes to hear my opinions on Shum. Fantastic. Beautiful. Lovely. I voted it my favorite since the contest began, and even stuff from before 2019 could not unseat it. Anything weird, anything that is not Eurovision could not unseat it. This is still the best song Ukraine has sent. I'm even saying that.
It's high praise.
Yep, I won't argue.
All right, Derek. If it's not Shum, then
if it's so not disappointed, I didn't pick Shum as well.
If it's not Shum,
if you all pick Shum, that's fine. I do. It is an excellent song.
Okay. Well,
what is?
I considered it. My number one is
Vidkrivai. What?
It's Barbara Pravi's Voila.
Okay.
I was a huge advocate for this when this came out, and I still am. I think it's absolutely brilliant, emotionally just destructive. I think staging...
Hard to find a song that is that dramatic while still feeling really true.
Yes, it's like, it's weird comparing it to other songs that feel like emotionally manipulative because they just sort of rely on very common tropes. Like, oh, here's a song about a breakup. Like, okay, yeah, we've got 100 of those. And this one is like existential dread in the way that France does it.
the way that only France
can
do it.
Only France can.
That's right.
And just how simple they stage it. Like her and a couple of lights and like a handheld camera just moving around, and that's it. And yet it works on such a deep level. Like you wouldn't think they could get away with something like that. And, you know, they did. I'm still disappointed that this didn't win. Unfortunately, the televote wasn't there as much for it. So I don't know. I still love it.
It certainly felt like a Eurovision winning performance in the moment.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like she says the last voila and you're like, oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, I think we know Måneskin's still coming up, but like, no. It's got to be that. And then it was.
Yeah.
And
I mean, it happens.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
So damn good, though.
Mm-hmm. I'll also note Shum and Voila back to back in that final.
That's right. Yeah, which, mm-hmm. Such a different song. Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah. And Discotheque right before that.
Oh god.
Oh yeah.
That opened it.
And you know what was right after Voila?
What?
Another big one.
San Marino.
This wasn't too Looniverse, was it?
But you know, it's.
We lost you again.
What was it?
Oh, I was kidding. It's Mata Hari.
With the snake.
Yeah. So, Sam, or should we say Shum?
Yes, I am also a slave to the Shumulence. What else could be said about it? There's just something about the cool detachment in Katarina Pavlenko as she just delivers that vocal in a way that so, so few can. While missing half a lung, for the record. Like, and just...
What?
She's... You didn't. Yeah, she dealt with some health stuff as a young kid. Like she's only working on like 3/4 of her lung capacity.
I forgot about that. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. That's like if you don't want to. It's like the movie Lucy. You don't want to use 100% of your brain.
Fair.
It's dangerous.
Fair. If she had full lung capacity, there would probably be like a cone country of devastation just around her. Just but something so unmistakably Ukrainian, both in language, in style, in ethnicity and culture, just so beautifully and innovatively and weirdly staged. And she's a star, and she's so engaging and just absolutely sucks you in with that performance. And something as the way that during the bridge, it just builds and builds and builds with the Sopilka, the little flute, and it just, that one little ding and the rave, just, it just bursts open. It's visceral. It's whenever the song, I have to stop what I am doing, you know, assuming I'm not in the middle of the highway, and just let the song.
Even then, Sam, even then.
Well, hopefully you're driving. I can't not just bow down to this. What else can I say? But yeah, that's my top song. Eric, rip the bandaid off. What is it?
I picked Shum. Good night, everybody.
All right.
I got nothing to add, except what? That if you're ever in a bar that has touch tunes, you know, that the jukebox where you can get an app and you can play whatever. A lot of those have Shum. So if you want to bring Ukrainian magic to the dive bar that's going to get really mad at you, you can do that.
Yeah, just imagine John Mulaney salt and pepper diner sketch, but instead of what's new Shum. Pussycat, it's Shum.
Shum. Yeah, it's really fun.
Think Maruv played at trivia night once.
Oh yeah,
I liked hosting trivia where I had free reign over the music and I could just play whatever I wanted, and that often meant Maruv. Let's move on.
We haven't had Maruv
watch in like 4 years.
Well,
yeah, what's she up to?
I don't know. Anyway, shall we go through our... All right, okay, fine. The ending's a little bit of an anticlimax, but let's just go through and take one last look at our leaderboard here. With 1 point apiece, we got Save Your Kisses for Me, Aya, Mal, and Dreamer. 2 points apiece, we got Rin Tim Tagidim and Birth of a New Age. 3 points of pop going to both Fuego and Russian Woman. 4 points to Kami Kami, Ilvia Mainen, and Who the Hell is Edgar?
What a group, my God.
Wow. 5 points to Midnight Gold. 7 to Vizhlat Nyar, yeah. 7 points to Voila, and taking the win is Shum. But honestly, all of these songs are beloved, badass, and well loved. Again,
you're all winners to us, not you, Tom Lieb.
Yeah.
Very glad you had Kami Kami up there, Eric. Like, you know, in the crush to award even 1 point, Save All of Your Kisses for Me beats out Kami Kami, Vizhlat Nyar, Mal, Russian Woman, Dreamer, Rim Tim Tagidim. Lights off, honestly.
Yeah, yep, lights off.
Lights off was on there.
Couldn't get there. Lights off was on my short list, but just couldn't make it. It's just we have made many good decisions.
Igranka just missed out for me as well. I feel like that is highly, highly underrated.
God. I mean, yeah.
I have to say this, actually. So we gave our 12 points in 2022, Think About Things. And the strange thing is, for as huge of even a viral sensation that that was over here in America, I prefer 10 years vastly.
I don't.
I love them both.
Okay.
I have a personal connection to 10 years now because I used it as part of my wedding. So I'm a little bit biased, but honestly, I'm happy with both. I just love Dottie and anything he flew. I mean,
like having an ice cream truck.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun.
That was great. Thank you all for listening. And many of you have been with us as we selected these songs in the first place. We hope that you'll continue to be with us as we select more songs. Who knows, maybe we'll revisit this list in a couple of years and have another champion of champions. Maybe a champion of champion of champions. Who knows how long we'll go with this.
Like Chopped.
Ooh.
What?
Or Taskmaster.
Yeah, they got to do 25 seasons first.
Hey, you know what? They're working on it.
They're on 18 now.
Yeah. they're getting close.
Oh, man. I guess our next big thing, our next episode, we are super excited. We're going to be looking at the second edition of Pan-Arctic Vision that's coming up. If you're listening to this, well, hopefully by the time that this episode drops, you'll be able to tune into Pan-Arctic Vision, just literally panarcticvision.org. So yeah, we'll go into more in-depth coverage of the second edition of Pan-Arctic Vision on our next episode. If you don't know what we're talking about, Google it. Prepare yourself. This is going to be fun. And then we'll hop into our junior Eurovision coverage. And so you'll find out what our JESC 2024 winner is going to be. But until then, everybody, I've been Samantha.
I've been Derek.
I picked Shum.
And I'm Danny.
And America.
Stop listening now. Sam, your line is two households, both alike in dignity.
To be.
I'm home to my runner.
Or not to be.
Line.
The password is Shoom.
Line. I'm Homestar, and this is a website.